Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Amber Sweener for Strategic Partners Marketing and Amber Della. Amber, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks.
So to start off, can you introduce yourself and talk about your business, please?
Sure. So I founded Strategic Partners Marketing in April 2015. We're an ad agency primarily for small businesses. From that and growing the company the past few years, I get a lot of entrepreneurs that come to me, and I created Brand Camp through Amber Della specifically for entrepreneurs. So they're both in the realm of marketing, but SPM is for companies to hire us to do the marketing for them, and Amber Della is more coaching for entrepreneurs.
Gotcha. So let's talk about SPM a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about before how startups at earlier stages of growth might have different needs from companies that are more later stage.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about why it's good to go to an agency like yours as opposed to maybe hiring out individual marketing specialists and things like that?
Sure. Well, marketing today is no longer a one or even two person job. With having so many specialty areas, digital marketing, writing, a web developer, someone to do graphic design, media campaigns. So even whether it's a startup or a small business, they both have that same challenge of needing all those areas of expertise. But then the question is, okay, if you can afford to hire one or two people, then which ones do you hire? And so with our agency, we are able to give them access to specialists across the board without having to hire all those people full-time in-house. So we're a solution and a resource for them. So until they grow to that point that they're ready to hire certain positions in-house, they can work with our team.
Gotcha. Can you talk a bit about how you run the company? How do you keep it like a lean operation? I understand it's a pretty small group of people you work with.
Yeah, so we are very strategic and efficient because we're all experts. We're able to just do things sometimes a lot more quickly than if a company were to hire and have to fill someone's hours full time, whereas it might be a task or project that just needs to take a few hours, and we're able to do that efficiently for the client.
Mm.
We have a few team members who can have expertise in a few areas, and I'm building on the team and adding individuals who bring expertise in just a specific area. So those areas that are growing are web design. So we have one person who just does web development, or digital marketing, a person who just does that. But then there are other things, like if you're good at writing, you can typically do social media, email, content for newsletters. You can help with a number of things that a client would need.
Gotcha. So looking ahead, you said you started in 2015. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, let's say? And a second part of that question, how do you see yourself getting there?
Well, we are growing, and I'm working on making that transition to being the more CEO leader of the company and working with clients in the best capacity rather than having my hands on all projects, just focusing on what I'm best at, which is overall brand strategy.
Hmm.
So we're working more and more on being able to onboard clients with other members of our team so that we can keep growing. And I'm doing that simply by building the business, doing well for clients. They typically retain us, and then adding employees as I'm able to. And in fact, I'm looking to hire for two more positions right now. So we just keep up with the growth as we keep gaining clients.
Absolutely. So I was able to catch your presentation at a recent Doyen Group event. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was great presenting with Doyen. They're a fantastic organization. It's great to be able to get mentorship, but also give mentorship. And I don't think I realized how many women in business and women entrepreneurs there were in our community. So it's just been fantastic to be a part of that, to share that experience with other women.
Sure, definitely. Well, I appreciate you coming by and chatting with me a little bit. I wish you the best of luck with that growth strategy. And yeah, thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WIS Business, the podcast. Now, stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.